Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all your friends and click the favorite button and tell us you like it. This episode, Trey Blossman's picks. We're on a Friday evening. Got a couple of Friday night college picks, so you got to move quickly on them. He's got a total of 15 college picks. Two tonight, Friday, 13 on Saturday, actually 12 Saturday and one for a game next Wednesday. Lots of college picks, all against the spread. He's also got six NFL picks for you this coming Sunday, trying to make you some money. He made you money on the college picks last week. He was 2-3 in the NFL, trying to get back on track there. Hey, if you like to bet on football, please check out the website, meatandpotatoesusa.com. College football, NFL, you buy the pick. If it's not a winner, you get your money back. meatandpotatoesusa.com. The website is available on your smartphone, tablets, desktop, laptop, you name it. So check out meatandpotatoesusa.com. Let's hear a message from our podcast host, Anchor. Then we'll be back and we'll be joined by Trey Blossman for some college football and NFL picks, all against the spread. That's the only way we pick games around here, is against the spread. We're back with Trey. I'm Tommy Chrysan, and you are listening to Talking Sports with TK. We continue with Talking Sports with TK on a beautiful Friday evening, last day of September. October's here, and football is heating up. College football, NFL. And we got Trey Blossman, who made you some money in the college ranks last week, going 7-6. NFL, he went 2-3, had a couple of close ones. And we're here to make you some money. He's got a bunch of college picks, a handful of NFL picks, all against the spread. So we're trying to make you some money. Trey, how are you doing this evening?
Doing great, Tommy. Beautiful day in South Louisiana.
It really is, and we feel for all the folks in Florida who have dealt with the storm situation, but we've all seen that movie. We've been there, done that here, so we kind of know what they're going through, and we hope things start getting better real soon. Trey, you got two Friday night picks. So those of you that are listening, maybe Saturday morning, these are Friday night games. If you're listening now, you can get in with your guy or your app on time. Trey, give us the two Friday picks.
Washington at UCLA, Tommy. Who'd have thought Washington would be a 2.5-point favorite at UCLA? UCLA really doesn't have a home field advantage, Tommy, so it really doesn't matter where they're playing. Michael Penix has really lit a fire under this Husky offense. I like Washington. They're -2.5. I'd take whatever I was going to play, and I would split it. I'd take Washington -2.5 and Washington on the money line -140. If you're a $100 player, put 50 on each.
All right, and your other Friday night pick?
A team we watched LSU put a whooping on last week. New Mexico travels to UNLV. UNLV 3-1. This is the best team this relatively new coach has had at UNLV. They're getting pretty decent quarterback play. They've got a lot of athletes. Las Vegas is an appealing destination to a lot of young folks, and this team has improved. I like UNLV tonight. They're 14.5. Buy that half point unless you absolutely can't. Take UNLV. Take the Rebels.
All right, moving to Saturday card.
Louisville is rounding into form, Tommy. I expected more out of their offense when the season began, but we're getting that now. They've got a really exciting, dynamic quarterback. They're playing Boston College, who frankly is just not very good. I like Louisville -13.5.
Next college pick.
Oklahoma lost last week. Tough game, tough loss to Kansas State, who played really, really well. TCU is undefeated in their home. Oklahoma's a 5.5-point favorite. Boomer Sooner. I like OU.
All right, next college pick.
4-0 Michigan travels to 3-1 Iowa, where they have a great defense, but they don't have much of an offense. I don't see how Iowa scores enough points to stick within 10.5 of Michigan. I know their defense is good, but they're not going to keep Michigan below 24, 27, 31 points, I don't think. I don't think Iowa cracks 10 or 13. I'm taking the Wolverines, laying the 10, and again, buying that half point.
All right, next.
Utah hosts Oregon State, both teams at 3-1. Utah hot, tough opening loss at Florida. Florida's turned out to be probably a little better team than we thought they were. Maybe that loss doesn't look so bad. Utah is one of the small handful of teams on the West Coast that's really good. I like the Utes at home. Again, that's a 10.5-point spread, and I recommend buying that half point.
All right, next.
Wake Forest at Florida State. What a game between Clemson and Wake Forest last week. Florida State 4-0. Their quarterback's back. They've got a good team. They beat LSU opening week. They shouldn't have, but I think everybody recognized right now the Seminoles are a better team than they were expected to be. But you going to give me Wake Forest and Sam Hartman and all those weapons plus a touchdown? Give me the Demon Deacons, Tommy.
What's the line?
7.
Okay. Next pick.
Maryland and Michigan State. Michigan State 2-2 and not looking nearly like the team they were last year. Hey, Maryland, they gave it all. They gave a handful and more to the Wolverines last week. They spotted Michigan a touchdown and only lost by a touchdown. Tua's little brother is the quarterback there. Of course, his brother was roughed up pretty good last night. I think a little brother comes out and has a great game tomorrow. I like the Terrapins -7.5. But again, I'm buying that half. A lot of the spreads this week on the games I like are on key numbers, Tommy.
All right, next pick.
Oklahoma State at Baylor. The Cowboys are 3-0, Baylor 3-1. Cowboys getting great quarterback play. Their guy's exciting. Last year he made some mistakes against Baylor. In two games he threw 7 interceptions. I don't think we're going to see Spencer do that this week. Oklahoma State, a 2.5-point underdog. I'm taking the Cowboys, and I'm going to buy that up to 3.
Taking Oklahoma State +3?
+2.5 to 3, yeah.
All right. Don't forget, Trey's NFL picks are coming up shortly. We got a few more college picks for you.
Georgia Southern 3-1 at one of my favorite teams, Coastal Carolina University. This game has been changed from afternoon to evening because of the hurricane. Coastal is a 9.5-point favorite. I like the Santa Clara's. Georgia Southern's an improved team, but this Coastal team is really good. Their defense causes you to make mistakes, and their offense is so efficient, they can turn a couple of mistakes into a 20-0 run and bury you. I like the Santa Clara's.
All right, we got 5 more college picks, NFL picks to come. Go ahead.
LSU at Auburn, both teams 3-1. The Tigers opened at 7.5, actually 6.5, as you told me. Got bet up to 9, 9.5, back down to 7.5. Tommy, I don't know who the hell's putting money on Auburn, but those people are stupid. Give me LSU. I'm laying 7.5 all day long. I would buy the half point, but I'd lay up to 9.5 and feel pretty good about it.
All right, next pick.
Clemson at home against NC State, both teams 4-0. You know, you got to give Clemson's coach some credit, Tommy. He has taken a lot of heat for sticking with this quarterback. He has a freshman 5-star waiting in the wings who on a few occasions has gotten some playing time. It's looked very good, but he's stuck with his DJU. And he was rewarded last week with a 350-plus-yard, 5-touchdown performance. If that quarterback is going to play like that, Clemson with that defense is going to be hard to beat. And I think it puts them into the top 4 conversation with Georgia, Alabama, and Oklahoma and Ohio State. Tommy, I like Clemson to win this going away, Clemson -7.
Next pick.
Georgia at Missouri. I'm not going to say a whole bunch about this other than Georgia had a disappointing game against Kent State last week. I think Missouri and Vanderbilt are the doormats of the conference. Georgia has been bet up from 26.5, which I really loved, up to 29, which I still like. Take the Dogs.
All right. 2 more picks in college.
USC hosts Arizona State. USC, a vastly improved team with transfer quarterback and wide receiver, Addison and Caleb Williams, exciting offense, pretty good defense. Arizona State's a week plus away from firing their head coach, Herm Edwards. They're in disarray. I like the Trojans -25.5.
All right, and final college pick?
This game is Wednesday, Tommy. Again, moved because of the storm. Southern Methodist 2-2 at the UCF Knights 3-1. Central Florida winning with defense. It's a team that's been an offensive powerhouse for most of the last decade. They're doing it with defense. They've got a very strong running attack. I like Central Florida here at home, -3.5 points.
All right, recap and trace, College Board. Friday night, UNLV -14 against New Mexico. Washington -2.5 against UCLA. That's two Friday night plays. Your Saturday card and then a Wednesday game. Louisville -13.5 against Boston College. Oklahoma -5.5 against TCU. Michigan -10 against Iowa. Utah -10 against Oregon State. Wake Forest +7 against Florida State. Michigan State, Maryland -7 against Michigan State. Oklahoma State +3 against Baylor. Coastal Carolina -9.5 against Georgia Southern. The LSU Tigers -7.5 against Auburn. Clemson -7 against North Carolina State. Georgia -29 against Missouri. Southern Cal, USC -25.5 against Arizona State. Next Wednesday night, due to a schedule change due to the hurricane, Central Florida -3.5 against SMU. Don't forget, meatandpotatoesusa.com. A lot of picks posted now. More picks going to be posted. NFL picks coming. If you like to bet on football, check out meatandpotatoesusa.com. You can get it on your smartphone, the computer, the tablet, the whole bit. meatandpotatoesusa.com. Trey, let's roll to your NFL card on the weekend.
Good game at 12 o'clock, Tommy. The Bills and the Ravens in Baltimore, both teams 2-1. Buffalo, inexplicable loss last week, as we joked Monday in the other podcast. The statistics are for losers, and that certainly fit the bill there. I like Buffalo laying 3 on the road. I still think they're the best team in the NFL. Should be a good one early on CBS. Bills -3.
Next NFL pick.
The Eagles are undefeated and looking like the best team in the NFC. Jalen Hurts leads the league in passing, oddly enough, or not oddly enough. I knew he had a lot of talent. He left Bama to go to Oklahoma when Tua became the starter. Can't really blame him for that, but the guy's playing fabulous football right now. I like the Eagles -6.5.
Who are they playing?
They are hosting the Jaguars.
All right, next pick.
How about them Cowboys, Tommy? Who'd have thought Cooper Rush could lead them to consecutive victories? He's looking really, really good. As a matter of fact, I have Tua as a backup quarterback in one of my fantasy teams. I'm cutting Tua now that he's badly hurt, and I'm going to add Cooper Rush. I like the Cowboys -3.5 hosting the Washington Commanders.
Cowboys -3.5. Okay, next pick.
Cardinals and Panthers 1-2 at the Panthers. I don't know why the Panthers are a 1-point favorite. I'm taking Arizona +1.
All right, and your final NFL pick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have two more, Tommy. I was off on my count. I'm sorry. Two more, real quick. Patriots at Green Bay. Green Bay -9. Take the pack.
All right, and the final NFL pick?
KC at Tampa, Sunday night. Pick them. I'm picking Chiefs.
All right, recapping Trey's NFL board. You got Bills -3 against the Ravens, Eagles -6.5 against the Jaguars, Cowboys -3.5 against Washington, Cardinals +1 against the Panthers, Packers -9 against the Patriots, and the Chiefs pick it against the Buccaneers. Don't forget meatandpotatoesusa.com. Check out that website, and we'll have an episode of Sports Takes that'll drop early next week, probably Monday afternoon, Monday evening. We'll recap everything on the weekend and give you our takes on everything in the world of sports. Trey Blossman, good luck to you. Good luck to all of our listeners and followers. We appreciate all of them very much, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, everybody out there, have a great weekend. Thanks, Tommy. We'll be right back.